Hey guys, I'm very excited for another episode of Show About Science. This is your host, Nate, and today we're interviewing Karen about anatomy and her book, Elf Anatomy. Anyways, this is going to be a really good episode. So, Karen, could you introduce yourself?
My name is Karen, and I'm a medical illustrator.
So, tell us what a medical illustrator is.
Well, a medical illustrator does many things, but what most of us do is that we draw pictures about science and medicine to teach other people about science and medicine.
So, tell us about your book, Elf Anatomy.
So, I'm a mom, and I have two awesome kids, and they really like medicine. And my son really liked the alphabet when he was little. So one day I was teaching him about different body parts, and I thought, I bet I could make an ABCs about anatomy. And so we started with P. Do you know what P is for? It's for phalanges. And I think phalanges is a really cool word. Do you know what phalanges are?
Nope.
They're the bones inside your fingers. And so that was the first letter we did. And then we started doing more and more letters until we got the whole alphabet. And then we made a book.
Okay, Karen, it's quiz time. That's right, Karen. We've invited you here today to play the first ever Show About Science Elf Anatomy Quiz. So we'll start with A. What does A stand for?
I don't know. You'll have to look it up. I think it's aortic arch.
That's right. What is N?
N is for, what is N?
You've got to tell me.
I think it's nasal bones.
I'll go check.
Okay.
N is for nasal bones.
Yes, I got it right.
What is Z?
Z is zygomatic arch. And that's a bone inside your face.
Yes.
Yes.
What is Y?
Y is, you know, want to know something interesting? There is no body part or anatomical structure that actually starts with a Y. So I had to use an old term for the iliofemoral ligament, and it used to be called the Y ligament. So I just went with that.
Y ligament!
Y ligament.
What is K?
K is for kidney. There it is.
Bingo.
Do you see the K in the kidney? There's kind of a K hidden in it.
Oh, yeah. There's a K in the kidney. K in the kidney. K in the kidney. What is J?
J is jejunum. That's part of your small intestine.
What's E for?
External ear. There it is. That's my ear.
That's your ear?
My ear.
So you traced it.
I think I probably looked at a mirror.
What's F?
F is for, let me peek, femoro-tibial joint. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
Nope.
It's a really fancy word for your knee.
Whoa. What is Q for?
Q is quadratic femoris. Oh, quadriceps femoris.
I'm going to give you a maybe.
Okay.
What is R for?
R is radial artery. And that's an artery in your arm. That's why they take your pulse when you go to the doctor. It's on your radial artery.
Congratulations, Karen. You are today's winner on the last ever Show About Science Elf Anatomy Quiz. Okay, so what is it like drawing pictures as a job?
It's so much fun. I feel like I'm still a kid every single day. But I'm also drawing some things that are really difficult to draw sometimes, and I have to do a lot of research before I draw them.
If you could rate drawing for a job at a 1 to 100 scale, 1 being the worst, 100 being the best, what would you rate it at?
I think it's definitely 100. I mean, not many people get to say that they draw for their job. And it's really fun. It's something I've been doing since I was your age and even younger. So I'm glad that I can do it as my job.
I saw that you put my drawing instead of yours into that article.
I liked your drawing so much, and I thought that we should use Nate's drawing. I really like your drawing. Do you think you'll be a medical illustrator someday?
I think I might be a scientist.
Yeah, scientists use art every day.
I've already harvested living cells.
Wow, how did you do it?
How did I do it? I just picked some flowers, put them in a cage for a while. Not a cage, a test tube.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what?
What?
I put them in a hot room, which is my own room. It's the hottest bedroom in the house. And guess what?
What?
After 12 days, they melted.
Whoa.
They melted, and then I harvested cells.
That's really cool.
Yep, that was the story.
Did you look at them under a microscope?
I actually did.
What did they look like?
What did they look like? They looked like cells.
Very cool.
There was also some bacteria. I even made a YouTube video about it.
Oh, I'll have to go check it out.
Search microbiotic ecosystem on YouTube, and guess what?
Is it number one?
It's definitely going to be number one.
Cool.
Or if you come to my desk, I could show you it.
I would love to see it.
Sure, you could see it after the interview.
Okay.
So what's your favorite thing about being a medical illustrator, and what's your least favorite thing?
Ooh, I think my favorite thing is just the drawing part and learning. You know, I feel like every project I've done has been about a different subject, so I'm constantly learning about new things in science and new things in medicine. And the most difficult is some of those things are really hard to understand. So even though I'm doing a lot of research, I have to do a lot of research because I'm not a doctor. So that could be difficult, but it's really challenging and fun too.
And what's your favorite thing to draw?
Oh, I really like drawing brains, and I like drawing the heart is really pretty and neat to draw too.
That I was totally not expecting.
Oh, what did you expect?
I expected tardigrade.
Oh, that's true. That is a really fun thing to draw.
Do you ever draw anything that's not on the human body?
Sure. Lots of times we're drawing different scientific concepts that might have to do with bacteria or have to do with plants or animals. So sometimes, have a lot of students who draw animals a lot, and they even draw dinosaurs and prehistoric animals. And a lot of what we're drawing aren't organs or body parts that you can see, but really tiny things inside your body, like the cells, or even going down into the molecules that are inside your body.
And how hard is it being a medical illustrator?
Some days it's pretty hard. Like I said, some of the subjects that we're illustrating are really difficult concepts.
Tell me what the easiest thing to draw is.
I really like drawing eyes, and I think I could probably draw an eye with my eyes closed. I've drawn them so many times.
And what's the most difficult thing to draw?
I think more of the conceptual things that you can't see. So when you get down into the molecules and cells, a lot of what we're doing is kind of guessing or taking artistic license to draw how we think things might look, but nobody knows for sure how they actually look. That can be really hard.
So what's the most hard thing?
That I've ever drawn? Ooh, once I did a paper on schizophrenia and brain oscillations. And that's like little tiny vibrations that happen in your brain. And I didn't even know that was a thing. And that was really hard to draw.
Whoa.
Whoa is right.
So thank you for being on the show, Karen.
Thank you so much, Nate.
And how can people get Elf Anatomy?
It's on Amazon, so you can search on Amazon for Elf Anatomy.
Okay, listeners, the show about science is complete. Dad, you can shut the recording off. So, Karen, could we go draw some pictures?
Sure.
Big special Thank you to Andrew and Polly from Ear Snacks for that great music that we used in the game show today. Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to Ear Snacks. You will really love it. For the newest episodes of the show about science, download the Pinna app or go to pinna.fm/promo.